Today we're going to talk about three digital events that you can do leading up to Easter to gain momentum and encouragement to get people into your Easter services, whether they're online or in person. Hey heroes, my name is Tom Pounder and this is the Digital in 5 show. This is the show where we take 5 minutes to talk about digital tools or trends that are happening around the world and apply it into our ministry context. And today we're talking about digital events leading up until Easter. Now before we get into that real quick though, I do want to encourage you, definitely subscribe to this. If you're watching this on YouTube, hit the subscribe button. If you're listening to this on iTunes or Spotify or any other podcasting channel, hit the subscribe button. I do these every other week on Wednesdays. All right, so now let's get into digital events. Now, just as a point of reference, digital is when you combine digital with in-person, when you can combine a live interactive digital experience online with something that is in-person as well. And so Easter is a great opportunity for you to do that. Again, it's warmer weather. There's things that you can do outside. So what are those three digital events? Let's go down by them one at a time in no particular order. The first thing you could do is an Easter egg scavenger hunt. Now, this is a thing where you create a Facebook group. You create an online component where you talk about this Easter egg scavenger hunt. And then throughout the course of a few weeks or days, however long you want to do it, you put on the Easter egg scavenger hunt group page where and when you're going to be hiding the egg. Give some hints. Don't give them exactly where they're going to be, but give them some hints about where to find this egg. And what you do is then you place the egg in a park or in a community area or even near a business, a local business. It may be a great way for you to partner with local businesses, but don't just hide it there. Make sure you approve it with the park authority or with the business. But put the egg there. Put hints and clues leading up to that on your Facebook group page and then encourage people to do it. They can do it as individuals, they can do it as families, they can do it even as a team, but create this cool environment there for them to scavenger hunt and look for these eggs and hide 5 or 10 of these eggs throughout the course leading up to Easter. And on every egg, put a QR code. And on that QR code, it sends people to an Easter landing page for your church or for your ministries. So it gives people an opportunity to learn more about your church and what you're doing leading up into Easter. So it's a really fun way to create an in-person gathering. They're going to go find the egg in person physically, but they're using online tools to create a cool experience. And then what you can do afterwards is encourage people to take photos around them with the eggs. You can create a hashtag and they can share it on their social media. So it's a really fun way to combine the digital with the online in-person gathering. The second thing you can do is a live Easter egg surprise visit to people in person. So what you would do is that you would go in person and bring them a goodie bag. It could include treats, it could include recipes, it could be including some games and fun for the family to do. But what you do is you take two of these bags, one for them and then one for a neighbor or family that they can go send it to. And again, in this bag would have information about Easter at your church. But here's where you make it digital. It's in person, but what you do is you do it live. You go Facebook Live and take someone with their iPhone or Android device and Facebook Live that experience that they have on that initial trip and just see the interaction that people have. Again, it's a fun way to include an in-person gathering with an online experience. So it's a really kind of a neat thing to do leading up into Easter. And the third thing that you can do is pictures with the Easter Bunny. This is a great opportunity for you to have people come over to your church, have people take pictures, and then what you can do with those pictures, you can give them to them free, but then where you make it digital is you post those pictures online on your social media accounts. And so it's just a fun way to do it. And you can do it multiple times throughout the course leading up into Easter. So if they miss that first time, because they're seeing the pictures online and on social media, the digital component, that then they will want to sign up for a future one. And then for everyone who comes to grab a Easter bunny picture, you can give them information about Easter, send them to an Easter landing page for your church or for your ministry. So that's a great opportunity for you to do that as well. All right, so those are three things that you can do. Those are just three. There's probably lots of other digital events that you could do leading up to Easter. So I'd love to hear from you on it. You can either put it in the comment section below or you can hit me up on Twitter. I'm at TA Pounder. I would love to talk to you a little bit more about this and see what kind of digital events you have leading up to Easter today. All right, heroes. Well, thanks so much for joining me today. I can't wait to hear your comments and your thoughts on this. And as always, you can go to ymsidekick.com and get all the blogs, podcasts, ebooks, and information about the Digital Bootcamp Facebook group, the free Facebook group for all ministers to learn digital tools and trends and how we can apply it into our ministry context. So I'd love for you to be able to do that today. All right, heroes. Well, I hope you have a great rest of the week, and I'll talk to you soon.